From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. China today condemned President Obama's decision to increase duties on imports of tires from China, calling it a grave act of trade protectionism. The White House said Chinese tire imports had caused a clear disruption to the U.S. industry. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman Yao Jian said in a statement that the tire tariffs violate U.S. commitments made in April at the G20 financial summit in London to avoid protectionist measures. He said they also violate World Trade Organization rules, and he indicated that China could appeal to that body. Yao warned that Washington's move could also trigger a chain reaction of protectionist measures that might slow down any global economic recovery. The decision is likely to come up when President Obama meets with Chinese President Hu Jintao at the upcoming G20 meeting in Pittsburgh later this month. President Obama's first state visit to China is set for November. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Iraqi police say two bombs exploded in central Baghdad today. They say three people were killed and eight others were wounded. Earlier in the day, bombs exploded in northern Baghdad and in Mosul. Two people were killed, one in each attack. Investigators in Guatemala say they've captured a gang that killed a high-profile attorney earlier this year. The attorney in a posthumously released video had blamed his murder on the Guatemalan president. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
The suspects are five national police officers, a former officer, and an ex-soldier. Officials in Guatemala City say the gang was also involved in other killings for hire, extortion, kidnappings, drug trafficking, and laundering money. The murder of Rodrigo Rosenberg on May 10th of this year shook the Central American nation. Immediately after Rosenberg was gunned down, a video was released to the media in which Rosenberg looks into the camera and says in Spanish, "If you're watching this video right now, it's because I've been murdered by President Colom and his personal secretary." President Colom denied any involvement in the killing, but there were calls from his conservative opponents for him to step down. In announcing the arrests, investigators declined to give a motive or say who ordered Rosenberg's murder because additional suspects are still at large. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Discovery's astronauts reunite with their families in Texas today. The space shuttle returned to Earth last night. It landed at Edwards Air Force Base in California after a two-week mission to the International Space Station. NASA managers had wanted to land at the home base in Florida, but rain and thunderstorms prevented two attempts. Over the weekend, the shuttle will be prepared for its trip back to Florida aboard a modified jumbo jet. The journey is expected to take more than a week and cost $1.8 million. This is NPR News from Washington. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation took over Chorus Bank in Chicago yesterday. Its $7 billion in assets will be assumed by MB Financial, also based in Chicago. The FDIC also closed Brickwell Community Bank in Woodbury, Minnesota, and Venture Bank in Lacey, Washington. So far this year, 92 banks have failed. Police in Los Angeles are offering a $1 million reward for information leading to the recovery of 11 Andy Warhol paintings stolen from a private collection. NPR's Anna Jaffe reports.
Police say the thefts occurred between September 2nd and 3rd at the home of businessman Richard Wiseman. He's the son of the late Frederick Wiseman, who built a vast collection of modern art and who has museums and galleries named after him in several cities. The stolen Warhols were made in the late 1970s. All were portraits of star athletes, including Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Dorothy Hamill, and Muhammad Ali. A Warhol portrait of Richard Wiseman was also taken. LAPD Detective Mark Summer said that the $1 million reward is not public money and that the donor does not want to be identified. Warhol paintings have recently sold at auction for tens of millions of dollars, but Summer said it would be very difficult for the thieves to sell these legitimately because we have all this media attention. Other artworks, including some by Warhol, were left in the house untouched. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
A memorial service is to be held at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles to honor two firefighters who died while fighting a wildfire in the hills above Los Angeles. Vice President Joe Biden is expected to attend. The two men died when their truck plunged off a mountain road in the Angeles National Forest. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.